There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Home of the new Contact series, which is, I think it is epic. I'm waiting on mine to get here, and I'll show you what I have when I get it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Out there, there's plenty of organizations out there, but there's one that is actually sort of a guerrilla group. They're sort of just, you know, talking to everybody. And that is the Firearms Coalition. And joining me once again from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Good morning, sir.
I am. I have my phone on mute.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Let me ask you a question. You've seen recently... First of all, how is it that there's a Democrat in charge of any committee in the House, like Mike Thompson, the House Gun Violence Committee? How is that even possible?
God, I'm my head's still swimming over this one. The level of it's that urge to do something. We have to do something, and even if it's wrong is the thing, is there's a willingness to attack in all directions when something horrible happens. And something horrible did happen. Good Lord. I mean, people at prayer. I'm still trying to, you know, the mind just recoils at the evil of an act like that. And how somebody could be so depraved. And so there's this urge to lash out and to just do something. And so they grab the nearest most visible thing, which is obviously the tool that they used in this case. So
Real quick, do you know how the martial arts came about? Do you know the story behind that?
Well, the empty hand.
Yes. Do you know how that was developed and why?
Because Japanese. This is
no.
Going back before then. Okay, we're going to
further back.
All right. What do we got?
Back in the days of the early Shaolin monks, another Buddhist named Bodhidharma. Came upon a Shaolin monastery, and the Shaolin monks there were very, you know, they were as spiritual as they could be, but constantly the bandits would come in and rob them and beat them to a bloody pulp because they were not Kwai Chang Kane yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Bodhidharma had been observing animals for decades, and he had developed in his mind's eye this idea for an empty-handed combat approach based upon animal movement. And by the time he got to the Shaolin monks, he had developed this and it had come to fruition. And he got there and he said, you know what? If you guys want to keep the peace, you're going to have to be strong enough to make the peace last. And that was how the Shaolin system of, whether you call it Kung Fu, Gung Fu, Wushu, whatever you want to call it, which is the progenitor to everything else out there.
Yep.
That's how it began. And it began with the holy people, with the ones that want to keep the peace. Now, I like to think of myself as a modern pacifist, but I have to have choices in order to be a pacifist. Being a pacifist is not one that says, I don't believe in any sort of violence at all. No, I believe in ultra-violence. I just choose not to employ it on a daily basis. That's a modern-day pacifist. Lots of people have come out saying the clergy should be advocating carrying guns. The clergy should be carrying guns.
Well, between you and me, last week in church, I had one on my hip.
I don't go into a church. In South Carolina, I believe you're supposed to seek permission.
Yeah.
I omit that, but you know.
Yeah. The preacher said that he was at a gathering of preachers, and some young, earnest young fellow said, "There's people in my congregation that are carrying guns. What should I do?" And he said, "Tell them to sit up front, or better, in the back, really." But he
right.
He wanted them near him was the punchline, but. Yeah, we have a little safety and security committee, and we put people through through the Arizona state just to show that we know what we're doing. We went through the Arizona law enforcement firearms program and made a record of that, and so we have a group. And interestingly, our church insurance actually just mention it and. If they have their name on it, we pay a very modest fee, and I'm talking like $35 a year.
Right.
And it covers somebody who, in good faith, uses deadly force and indemnifies them and covers them under the church insurance. So it's, you know, Jesus was not a pacifist.
Oh, no.
He didn't encourage it. His followers weren't. You know, the old line, sell your cloak and buy a sword. And that's from Luke's account of the Last Supper. And so if anybody says, oh, you have to be, you know, if you're going to be a Christian or if you're going to be a churchman of any sort, and you can ask who was Mahatma Gandhi, and there's been others that have, you know, he doesn't... doesn't mean you lay down in front of stuff. It just you don't have to go out like a sheep. And there you're there to defend innocence and to defend holiness. So that's the way that is.
Yeah. Well, I look at, you know, they like to call themselves the shepherd of their flock. The shepherd carried a staff.
Mm-hmm.
He carried a big stick. He didn't carry that stick because he had it to lean on. That was actually a weapon, wasn't it, against wolves and bears?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And David the shepherd using a sling. So there are you can enforce innocence and enforce I don't know. My mind just rolls up in a ball. I think about something like this, and you know, and the fact that this little freak reloaded while he was doing it, went through and by the way, I'm not going to say his name. We aren't publishing his picture. We've got a policy of that. You already know who he is. We're not going to encourage it. We're not going to publish his little manifesto. This little freak just needs to be forgotten. Let the sand blow over his grave.
I know why. Well, we're going to run out of time. I know why people don't want to repeat his name, because he was looking to make that splash and get famous and everything. The only reason I repeat their names
mm-hmm.
is simply because of the case study that is not done behind them. If we don't know who they are. Like this whole psychotropic drug thing, that's a common denominator. We got to know them by name in order to find out that history. So
yeah,
that's one thing that goes with it. You hang on. We'll be right back. I got something. I'm coming at you from the left side on this next one.
Right.
My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Modularity reimagined. That's because there's nowhere you can't stick one of these holsters. Nowhere. They have an RTI attachment system for any surface you can think of. And it can be adapted to any surface they don't make one for. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Now, Chris, you've heard of the NSSF program, Fix NICS, that little program they've got out there where they...
Yeah, and there was a bill back, it actually got signed into law by W, that, to, quote, fix the National Instant Check System.
Yeah.
And basically the, I guess the idea is, or, well, and that's also at the same time that they were doing that, the VA was, shoving a whole lot of names into the NICS system so that they'd have, I guess so that they needed some data, so they grabbed all these
veterans,
guys that were, anybody that basically had talked to a counselor, well, oh, by the way, you're going to lose your gun rights.
And, or if you spent your money on lotto tickets and, you know,
eat turkey. Well, obviously you're a gambler. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen where they're, recently, the problem that everybody mentions, and I mean this kid in Charleston, should have been reported to the NICS system. They failed to report him to the NICS system. That part I know for certain. I'm still sort of unsure where the gun came from. Did his dad give it to him? Did he buy it? You know.
Right, and it's interesting because they're saying, oh, well, there needs to be a background check, and even if his name were in the system, the Manchin Toomey bill, which they're resurrecting, is it's coming back from the grave. But the Manchin Toomey bill would have exempted exchanges between fathers and sons.
That's right. But we're going to get to Manchin Toomey here in a second.
Yep.
Have you noticed where the recently there's been since 2014 there's been a 5% increase among the states in reporting? Have you seen who's taken which? Gun industry partners taking credit for that, that 5% increase in the NICS system participation?
That's an interesting statistic. What is it? You caught me flat-footed on that one. What is it?
Every town for gun safety.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, now, how does every town for gun safety get to report to the NICS?
Well, you see, there's two interesting things about this little ditty here. Is one, they're claiming to be part of the gun industry. The other thing is that this is just one of these opportunistic times that, you know, they can roll in. The media doesn't pay attention to the NSSF or the Firearms Coalition or Lock and Load with Bill Frady, so... he rolls in, they pay all kinds of attention to him. He can say the most outrageous, outlandish stuff, and they just take it as gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out there and funds a study at Johns Hopkins with, well, you know, gives them $1 billion and then says, now do me a study that shows guns are bad. Oh, Viola, here you go, buddy. I'll have it ready for you by Friday. Can I have till Friday?
Yeah, we'll be on it, boss.
Yeah. So, I mean, I when I saw that, I just thought that was funny. That he's out there, because now they're not gun control organizations anymore. They're gun safety organizations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the language, and that's one of the things my friend Alan Corwin has raised that as an issue more than once, is that, and we try to follow his very good advice, is that you use the language that is less inflammatory instead of gun rights. Well, we're instead of pro-gun, well, we are, but we're also pro-rights. And anytime somebody starts talking about gun violence, well, they're already doing some sleight of hand by putting gun in front of anything and say, okay, you've already segmented this, and you've already told me you're focusing on the tool rather than the larger problem. And the larger problem isn't going to go away if you focus on the tool, because it's going to either go to something, possibly to something more lethal, like the Oklahoma City bomber used.
Right. So. One of the things about the media, though, and their terminology, and I'll tell you a quick little story. One of the, I, Android phones. I don't carry an Android phone because the firmware on an Android phone is so fragmented. What's good here is not good there, and it's not on this one, and it's not on that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these talking points that the anti-gun side has had so many times, it finally came to a point the other day where in the Chicago Tribune, a guy that got really angry about the Charleston shooting got out there and started talking about the 30,000 criminal gun deaths that occur every year.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on the 30,000. Now, you and I both know that's 21,000. 21,000 of that is
suicide.
Suicide. Then we know that there's about, 700 reported justifiable homicides in the FBI system, both law enforcement and mm-hmm. civilian. And then out of that, what do we got? We got 8,000. We got 8,100.
Yeah. And some of those are justifiable or police homicides.
Yep. Well, we don't know how many, you know, this whole crime on crime thing.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals can be defending themselves from time to time. But you can take half of that number, you can take half of that 40, that 8,100 away mm-hmm. and say that's gang on gang.
Sure.
And when you get down to that, but no, we can't do that because this guy at the Chicago Tribune, he just doesn't know the difference. He honestly believes there's 30,000 criminal gun deaths every year.
Oh, I know, and that the gun is a causal factor, and
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah.
That is, I've been talking with some sociologist friends, and we started playing with some statistics. No, these guys are on the right side.
Okay.
Started playing with some statistics and looking at Switzerland, which is a marvelous experiment in gun control. Because Switzerland sits right there in the middle. Now, Switzerland, if somebody tried to pass Switzerland's gun law today in the United States, I would be pushing to modify it, obviously.
Right.
They've got, because they do have total registration, and there's a lot of things that they have that I don't like. But what they do have is near universal gun ownership. And the rates of suicide in Switzerland using guns I just look at the rates of suicide. And the rates of suicide in Switzerland generally match the rate of the neighbor, of the language of the country that they neighbor. Like in, the highest rate is in French speaking cantons, and Canton is a Swiss state.
Right.
The lowest rates are in the Italian speaking cantons. And so what this is telling us is, but the rates nearly match. They come strangely close.
Hang on for me.
Yep.
Hang on. Go. We'll be right back. We're going to expand on that a little bit. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is, let's see. If you look at their original offerings, which were just, holsters, then we went to DC-3. Now we've got Scorpion. Now we've got a combination of all of this called the Contact Series. Then you see how they're going. They're evolving. They're getting smaller. The profile is becoming less. The modularity is increasing. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. We were talking suicides before you left there.
Yeah, pleasant topic. But yeah, these are preliminary numbers, and I've been talking to a couple of scholars about this, but to do a better analysis, and but the rates of suicide in the canton, in the Swiss states that border, for example, Italy. The suicide rates match the rates that are in neighboring Italy, and the suicide rates in Germany, in the German-speaking cantons bordering Germany, match Germany. So it boils down that, and I'm not just talking about gun suicides because they don't break it down that way, but
right.
The fact that let's put it this way: if somebody commits suicide, they're dead.
Yeah.
Regardless of the mate.
Well, and, that's the thing that should be attacked is suicide, not how they do it, but the fact that they do it at all.
Right. And well, assault, not gun assault.
Yeah.
Not gun murder, but murder.
In Japan, in Japan, they have one forest in Japan. They call it the suicide forest.
Yep.
And you can go to the suicide forest, and there's just all these abandoned cars, and there's people hanging themselves in the trees or taking pills. They don't just do it one way. They go in there and do it whatever way they've come up with. But there's a couple of things that haven't happened in Japan, and one of them is they haven't quit. they haven't leveled that forest. That's one thing that I would think the gun grabbers would try to do if they were now wanting to get into forest control. Two, they say, well, you know, of course, the Japanese culture is much more disciplined than ours. I'm just sort of sitting around trying to think, okay, yeah, I really envy them. But they're the ones that force us to talk about this stuff, aren't they? I mean, if I'd rather be talking about solutions and fighting back and saying, well, you know, we need to take the suicides out of this. But let's continue on with their messed up logic. Did you see what U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, the fine Frankenstein in wait, is what he's asking to have happen now? Have you seen what he's demanding they do now?
Chris Murphy, I know I saw a headline about that, and I'm trying to, and you're catching me flat-footed, Bill.
Well, I'm just looking for your reaction because it's stellar.
Yeah.
Chris Murphy has gotten out there, and he's looked at Walmart saying, we're not going to sell the and this is interesting, too, because Amazon has done the same thing. We're not going to sell the Confederate flag.
Oh,
now,
no.
Amazon, you can buy an ISIS flag, but they're not going to sell the Confederate. Yeah, but Walmart's decided to quit selling the Confederate flag, too. Mm-hmm. So now Chris Murphy's saying, well, since you banned the flag, let's stop selling those assault weapons, too, which, you know, I don't even go into Walmart. But are they selling, like, saws and full automatic scars and everything? Because I need to start shopping there again.
No, they're not. They don't even sell handguns.
Oh, they sell the same thing I've already got?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walmart is reckoned to be the largest retailer of semi-automatic rifles, aren't they?
Yeah. They are a major, major gun dealer. And Walmart is, and they quite often have prices that, well, they pretty much make the market for the lower end. You know, you aren't going to go get your high end, H&K, and you're not going to get a really, you're not going to build your target gun based on something you bought at Walmart. But nobody would expect that. But
now,
Well,
I mean, he's basing this off of the Charleston shooting, where now I've got information saying he used a Glock 41, which is their new long slide 45 caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Glock, Walmart hasn't sold handguns since 1993.
Correct.
And,
it gets into, yet again, this mentality that, something bad has happened, therefore I have to do something in reaction to it. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And so they pull out and dust off, like, for example, they're dusting off the match in Toomey. See, we could, if only there had been background checks and match in Toomey had been in place, this would have been prevented. No, it wouldn't, because this either he wasn't in the system and he should have been caught anyway, proving it doesn't work, or...
Yep.
His daddy would have given it to him, which is specifically exempted. But you don't have any way of tracking, thank God, what happens in your house when somebody hands one thing to another.
But don't these guys aren't Manchin and Toomey and Murphy and Bloomberg and all these other guys, aren't they seeing these polls where 63% of America says we'd like to live around people that have guns? 52% of Black America thinks having a gun in the home is a good idea. Don't they see this and understand that they're actually they're running into a wall now, and yet they still do it? Are they just that stupid or that determined?
The national conversation that Nancy Pelosi talked about back after the Sandy Hook horror was that conversation has already happened, and it looks like we're going to have it again. But the trend is moving our way in general. We are seeing the other side harden up their support, and I can tell by talking with the folks on the other side. I get on their mailing list and I listen to what they have to say. But they are, so their position is hardening, but it's in the vast unwashed. They're looking, the vastness of America, they're starting to say, wait a minute, there's all these guns out here. People aren't going to give them up that are going to use them as criminal, that are using them criminally. And we already saw what Prohibition did. So there's not a whole lot of percentage in going down that road again. Now, the common sense America knows that, but they're still going to, we've still got people that are chasing this market, and God knows what the real motivation is, especially when you've got somebody running it like Soros and Bloomberg. So that is, but they do have suckers that are willing to follow along with
it. Yeah, they do. And they do it for pay, too. They're not exactly suckers. I mean, they're all professionals.
Oh, yeah, there are some. There's certainly the smartest ones are, they get it. They're just hired guns, and you could, they could be working for the wife beaters, you know, for the wife beaters lobby if you paid them enough.
We got a minute left before the break. But
yeah.
Do we know where the Violence Policy Centers of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Brady Campaign get their money from? Because I know it's not Bloomberg. Bloomberg has a little feud going on with some of these guys. So I mean,
yeah, there's interesting the politics inside there. But the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence gets their funding from one of the foundations, and the name just left my head, but it's one of the one that's up on the out of Chicago.
Joyce.
In fact, Joyce Foundation.
Yep.
Yeah, one of those NPR funding foundations.
Mm.
And they have, go on their website, and they're right up front about it. We're out here to prevent gun violence and to do that by reducing access by anybody, but anybody but the criminals, and which the logic is just, it just makes you wonder, what are you really up to? Because what you're trying to do is absurd. It's just not, it won't fly.
Hang on for me last time. That's We're going to be right back. My guest from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a ghost gun? He says, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them ghost guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up.
Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, it's like a chameleon. It can be whatever you want it to be. It can be a drop leg. It can be on your vest. It can be on your dash of your car. Mount it to your bed, on a wall, it doesn't matter. It'll go. It'll go there. It's that modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've talked about all the politicians and everything and all the infightings and some other things. Why don't they simply get it? I mean, they're still crowing, you know, they're still saying, you know, 90% of Americans want expanded background checks. Murphy's out there. We got Manchin, Toomey. Toomey just took, you know, he was embraced by just about every gun rights organization out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accepting the Sandy Hook Champion Award.
Yeah.
And, I'm sitting around just trying to figure out what's going on. And why would they bring that back when they couldn't get it passed when the Democrats had control of the Senate? When Harry Reid wanted that. He wanted that for his man, for Obama, the light-skinned Negro. That's what he wanted it for. He wanted it for him. He couldn't get it then. Why would they bring it back now?
Well, it's obvious that the Democrats have started thinking that the gun issue is good for them again. And Hillary Clinton's been talking about it. They think that I think they sincerely think this is a viable issue for them. And what we were saying back in back 2 years ago after Sandy Hook is that we were saying we've got to make 2016, we've got to make sure that the next election burns them. And when Clinton pushed through the Clinton assault weapons, quote-unquote, ban, they did it right before an election, and Congress got overturned. And they haven't gone near the gun issue for 20 years. Now they're thinking the time is opportune again, and they think that they can pass a gun bill and start tightening down gun control. not having any political consequences, because they did it at a time that Manchin Toomey happened at a time that there was an election coming up. So they aren't anxious to go in the face of the political tide. Now, but we've got to make sure, and what we've been encouraging our friends and supporters and readers to do is to make sure that in 2016, you let your elected servant know why you're voting the way you are and where your money is going and why you need, and that your vote is motivated by the gun issue. And
well,
there you go.
There you go. We had a, you know, the architect. The architect got out there the other day and said the only way to stop a Charleston would be to get somebody that has enough oomph to get out there and repeal the Second Amendment. That coming from the mastermind behind the George W. Bush ascendancy. And, I don't think they care anymore. I think that they believe they're completely immune. I look at guys that were elected in 2010 during the Tea Party wave.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in office, but they're not drinking tea anymore.
Well, they started drinking Potomac. They started making their tea with Potomac water, and that happens. That happens, and that is that's a predictable thing. The Washington machine is huge, and it moves slowly, and it grinds, and somebody that goes in there and says, I'm going to change it, and what they do is they get caught in the wheels, and they get ground up, too, and they come out looking much like the machine. And you get the Karl Rove, like you just mentioned, and you get the – and it's interesting because it is – you have many of the same policy solutions at – once you start moving up through the food chain, you get up to the top of the food chain, and it's pretty much the same view. There's variations, but they got many of the same views because you are looking at it from the top down, and the view is different from the top. So,
what's with these Republicans that want to play nice? What's that about?
Well, I used to say the Republicans ought to change their name to the Wimpy Republicans. That's one word. So, if the Democrats were going to vote to shred the Constitution, the Republicans would want to compromise and phase it in over 6 months.
I think they should call themselves the NALs, the not all the way liberals. That's what they should call themselves for the most part. I saw where Jason Chaffetz, and Jason Chaffetz, everybody's like, Jason Chaffetz, conservatives as the day is long. He fired a guy that was running a committee because he didn't vote the way Chaffetz and, I guess, ostensibly Boehner wanted him to vote, a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're still like, I'm sort of like a head coach, and you don't see what I see, and, it's not just that one particular thing, but I had to make a change in order to have unity. I don't give a rip about unity. I don't care about Boehner. I don't care about any of those namby-pamby compromising girlies.
Nope.
And I shouldn't be calling them girlies because that's an insult to the female race. Female gender. But they definitely, they...
yeah.
And they're not leaving us a whole... One of these days they're going to leave us with no alternative peacefully, aren't they?
Yeah, but in the meanwhile, the what we must do is if people go and start talking about picking up guns without having exhausted every peaceful means, and I'm talking about politics, then they're not being they're leaping to the worst case scenario before we get there. But I know that back in the day, my dad, Neil Knox, they were asking him, this was after the Clinton ban, he actually had a congressman seriously ask him, is this getting close to shooting? Are people going to start shooting? And dad was scared to death that people were. And it is possible. It's not something, it's certainly, we would lose real frankly, right now. But
we would.
Well, we would. It would make life really difficult. It would really, really be difficult. I wouldn't. You know.
Who? Okay. Well, a lot of that's going to depend on who we're shooting at and who's shooting against us. And the military is down to pre-World War II levels.
Right.
The cops don't even want to go out on calls anymore. Who are we going to be fighting with?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, is that, and most of the military is on our side, at least.
Yeah, and I mean, that takes into account not at all the walking around veterans. You think the veterans are going to sit back and say,
yeah,
I've done my time, I'll sit this one out.
Right, I know, and that was one of the reasons that the National Firearms Act of 1934 got passed, it was following the bonus marchers. You had guys that were you had combat-trained, combat-experienced veterans marching on the lawn of the Capitol building and drilling under arms. And that's when they got freaked out. But the thing is that nobody sane wants to go to that level. What I'd much rather is that this be boring and peaceful, but that we be boring peacefully left alone.
Oh yeah,
that is victory to us is a negative.
Me too, but you know at the same time, and I'm encouraged by places like New York with their defiance of the registration, and Colorado with their recalls, and now New Jersey's looking at recalls. So I'm encouraged by all that, but we're going to run out of time. We haven't even done this once. How do people find the Firearms Coalition?
We are at firearmscoalition.org. We are more a state of mind than an organization, as my dad, Neil Knox, used to say. And we report on, we advise, and we support grassroots efforts from the local to the national. We kind of keep an eye on the national side, but my brother Jeff actually runs the organization, and we have been soaking in this all our lives. It's what we do, and the main thing we want to do is to keep Neil Knox's words and thoughts and strategies out there. And,
there you go.
Bill, I appreciate your time to give me this opportunity.
Roger that. Stay safe. We'll do it again in 22 hours. You guys know what I normally say on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.